So you, in the general sense of everyone, can you feel the difference between being connected to the living energies when you are connected and when you're not?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy different. And it's interesting because yesterday I woke up and after meditation, I had this thought come through and it was like, the only goal I have for the rest of my life is to be connected with and in flow with the living energies. And that's it. That's like my only goal. And then everything else from that flows from it.
That's true. But the connection begins with relaxation. You have to keep, they keep telling me to emphasize this. And it's not like first relaxation, then feel your feet, then feel yours. It's not like that. There's a flow to it that you have to allow some flexibility in the process. And leaving and returning and being patient with yourself and softening into it.
Would say that I am at this point not able to distinguish when I'm with the living energies.
I don't believe you. Go back and check that out. Even since how the question was asked, Carolyn.
Don't recall how you asked the question.
Now, how you asked the question or how you made your statement. What were you feeling when you made that statement?
I was, what was I feeling when I made that statement? I was feeling a little disappointed that I couldn't feel it, and like I wanna feel it. Why can't I feel it? Uncertainty about what it feels like.
So, where are you coming from with that question?
Mental.
Now, where else do you know to go?
Like in and down.
Then what happened?
Kind of lit up. Yeah, okay.
See how tricky this gets?
I think I have like this story going in the back of my, it's like, is this, yeah, I don't know. It feels like this story that's separating me from myself. From myself, as far as in alignment and all of that.
Which is the sum of the conditioning?
You saying that just makes me think, yeah, it's like I've made it so much harder than it originally ever was.
But there's some persistence and practice that needed to happen to even be able to realize that.
I'm finding that the longer I'm on this intentional path, the more this process seems to be about unlearning rather than learning something new. And unlearning in order to reveal the natural state of our being.
There's a corollary here. So if you know that that's the natural part of your being, that it's just being uncovered and freed up, and it's a return to that. And in that return, you're not returning to something solid. You're returning to something that's very alive, living and growing. So knowing that, I also know that every single person I come in contact with has that natural place in them. That place exists in every human being. And that, I think, is part of it, it contributes to how I guide things. Where are we at?
Hey, Sarah. Well, for myself, I kind of know about, you know, like the limiting energies. For me, it's vibratory when I go in and out of them. But what exactly did you mean in your thing when you said, how are you cultivating the living energies?
No, I said, how are you cultivating your relationship with the unseen world?
Oh. Okay. I read it wrong. Sorry.
This is Elena. When you asked us to reflect on what surprised us in preparation for tonight, I would say what's been coming up for me is the amount of doubt I am experiencing in my relationship with the unseen beings. And I can feel this shift in me unfurling very slowly around trusting in a relationship dynamic where I am seen and not able to see.
That's a projection. Okay, just let go of that one. That came out of a power imbalance. That's not how it works.
Okay.
Can you feel that? How that disempowers you immediately?
Yes, that's where the fear comes in for me. And with that, just a greater awareness around how trusting in this relationship with the unseen beings is I lost it for a moment there.
Good. Can you tell where you're coming from with this?
My head.
Yeah. How did you relate to birds?
From my heart.
So you know it there.
I don't think. What I'm trying to express is a greater understanding around that rigidity that it creates in me, and that how that obstructs the flow of living energy through me.
What is it that obstructs?
A lack of relaxation in my being.
Okay, I buy that. So how do you attend to your relaxation?
That is exactly what I'm getting at, is that the understanding is growing in me around what it takes to relax.
Beautiful. Yes. Remember, I've always said that that's the hardest step. And so, if you have an appreciation of that, that's wonderful. It's really in our culture, it's totally trauma-based and not relaxed at all. And so, if you develop enough mastery that you can, with some time put in, actually come into some state of relaxation, you've mastered a lot. So, having that appreciation, Elena, is fantastic. But applying the power dynamic to the unseen world doesn't work. It's much more collaborative and collective than power over, power under.
No, I hear that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're coming towards the end of our time together, and I want to introduce some more practices. So I would like you to continue with your peer groups as much practice as you want to get in. And you can get in, do it. I mean, just keep practicing. But I would like you to see if you can, and it could be sooner, it could be later. Let's just say for some of you, this may be easier. For some, it might take a little while. And so don't put pressure on yourself, but don't ignore it. I'd like you to ask two or three friends, if they would be willing to participate in the practice that you have to have for this training. And ask them if they would be willing to meet with you three times for between 30 and 60 minutes each. And explain that you would like. That you need to practice, that you're required to do these practice sessions, and that you would like to practice guiding them in relaxation and sensing their feet and seat and coming back to their body. And that's it. You're not going into full-blown, setting up the group access and choroidal field or anything like that. It would be guiding them to relax and return to sensing their body so that they could feel their seat and their feet and their breath. And the return to themselves. And this would be with people that are not necessarily experienced with this. So you would have to explain that they would be doing you a favor by helping you out for your requirements for the training. And would they be willing to commit to 3 times? And it shouldn't be people that have worked with me before. Like not people from the Monday night class or people that you know who have met with me. The people really cold off the street or even anti meditation and woo-woo stuff. What do we think? Can we try this?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Yes.
People who overtly kind of don't want to go the woo-hoo-y way, or they can't relax, Sarah. I don't know. Should we really want to engage with them?
Should we, what was the word you used?
I said engage, you know, and ask them to be a participant.
If they're
people
willing.
People, they can't relax, you know?
You don't know that.
Oh, like you think I should ask Barb?
No, because she's met with me.
Oh, that's true. Darn it. Okay, what about Lana? Lana hasn't.
Nope. That'd be fine.
Okay. Okay, might be easier said than done. I might have to go down to City Park.
Right, and grab some people.
Yes, I might have to. Or go to a church.
Or go up to the spring. You know, I mean, really, you have a lot of wanderers around there.
Well, ain't that the truth?
But the reason I want you to ask them if they'd commit to 3 times and that they would do you the favor of helping you out for your requirement for the training. I want you to do it over 3 times to see what happens, like 3 weeks in a row, or separated by 4 or 5 days. I want you to experience what happens in those in-between times and where they come back to and what has happened for them. Just for you to sense. As far as they know, you're practicing guiding someone in relaxation and returning to their center. It should be like 2 or 3 people, like your small group.
Sarah, are you suggesting 2 or 3 people at a time or individually?
At a
two
time.
Or three.
So it's a little group.
A little group. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we think we can do this? I'm assuming if I don't hear horrible objections that you're going to try it.
Keyword is try.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's practice. It's just practice. Yeah.
And Sarah, just a quick question. Do you want the 3 weeks done before we meet next?
That's where I'm being a little open because I realize that this needs to come together for you, for each person. And depending on how the timing and who shows up for you, we need some more leeway. So I would say it doesn't necessarily have to be done by the next time we meet. It would be nice, but if it doesn't come together for you, I don't want you to worry about it, but keep aiming for it, because I realize what, you know, how much has to come together to get just two or three people to agree to do this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And Sarah, to be clear, that the instruction is relaxation and returning to self to the point where they can feel their feet, or maybe feel their feet in their seat.
Uh-huh.
We're not proceeding to clear heavy energy into Mother Earth.
Right.
Okay.
If it moves that fast and you can take it a little farther, go ahead.
Okay.
But don't rush into that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. It's the relaxation part that, again, is the hard part. Like, I haven't led a relaxation here tonight. You guys are still kind of tense. We've done very little energy circulation here.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where the second time in this session where we felt energy starting to move, Russell mm-hmm. commented the first, and then when you, I believe it was when you kicked in, where all of a sudden I felt my calves became immediately soft and there was a smooth flow. Is that what happened?
It is, and the guides are here. The luminous beings are here. The circle actually has an axis and a flow, but there's so much heavy energy still here that we haven't cleared and we haven't relaxed, that is casting a shadow over what's really here. Does that make sense to people?
Yeah, I've been feeling that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's this is everyone's being pushed to own their own attunement and relationship with the living energies. There really is a push in that direction. And so the less I do, the more you have to do. And that's good for you. I mean, you guys can do it. Absolutely could do this. You just need a little more confidence and a little push. Okay, tune in. Come into yourself. Soften and release. So another way I would put that is that there was no ceremonial work done tonight. But there was teaching and sharing, but no multidimensional engagement in ceremony.
Sarah, there was some clearing happening though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Because after you did join your energy to circle, much after that, my heart started feeling tight. And my first thought was, we've already cleared. Why am I feeling it? So I'm so glad you validated that we were still doing it. So thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes. Lakshmi, you've been doing great. I've been loving your comments.
Thank you. It forces me to reflect before I add the comment. And that takes equally long, like the practice.
It's true. It can take me an hour to write like a 3-paragraph email. Seriously. But
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sarah, you said we should speak up if we're not feeling the whole getting together with a couple other people. And there's a part of me that's willing, but most of me is screaming no, and I'm horrified. So I guess that's me speaking up. I don't know. There's a lot more to say.
Okay, so give yourself time and see what happens with it. Okay, Tiffany?
Okay.
It would be a pretty natural response, actually.
Okay. I'll be patient.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't give a rigid time frame, because I know it has to come together for each person. Without getting into your heads and staying with the energy, what are you noticing? So if you're scanning the group, really bring your energy back. Does someone know that they were doing that?
Sarah, I don't think this Trish. I don't think I was so aware of scanning the group as I was sensing how it had gotten lighter, and scanning that the energy, not necessarily the group, but that's okay. The group energy too, because it's all one, right? So it's actually doing both, isn't it?
Were you feeling your third eye scanning?
No.
Okay.
No, that was more coming out of my heart and feeling the, I don't know, it's the way I feel the emissaries of light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you weren't.
I'm noticing a lot of physical pain, a lot of physical sensations, like pain in my side, the bottom of my thighs aching. I want to get up and move, which is an interesting energy.
Yeah. Do you feel the energy in your feet?
No, not so much.
See if you can tune in there.
I feel like I did when we started. Maybe worse.
Relax the tailbone, invite it to relax.
It's a bit softer.
There, you just actually sat back into yourself.
So curiously, if I'm feeling these sensations, which, you know, the body sensations are often stuff like going on with the group. Is it, again, is it I guess it all just comes back to me dropping into myself, regardless of it's my stuff or the group stuff. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sarah, I'm feeling the energies enlivening. At one point, I felt like I was getting taller, and my heart was feeling like it was opening. So, to me, that would indicate that the circle was getting lighter or somehow brightening a bit. So that was my
Yes.
sensing and knowing.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
It's Fran, and I noticed that I was having, as Kim said, an enlivening, an alive vibration. So it's nice, not huge, but subtle and nice, and it was pretty much throughout my body. With, and normally I would, expect, or my typical experience would be as, the energy started to drop out, and then the energy from Mother Earth would move up, and yes, it would touch various places, but it didn't, wouldn't, my experience is not where it would be
It'll be
sort of,
different every time.
okay. Okay, so that, all right. Thank you.
Sarah, when you first prompted us, I was noticing a very strong pull from the bottom of my feet that I hadn't been able to feel before this evening. And I was also scanning, I could feel that. And I finally have language to explain what it feels like. You guided me through this during our first weekend, and it's been so helpful because I do get stuck and it's very involuntary. And then I can release my third eye out. It feels like letting a huge sail go, like all around me.
It
It's so
does.
cool.
It is.
And then I can come back down after that happens.
Beautiful. And thank you for kind of showing up with that, because I can see when someone's doing that, but I'm not focused trying to focus in on who's doing it, but we can feel that. I mean, it has an impact. And so when I cue that, it's a cue to come back and I'll release it. And I have the same kind of experience that you do. It's so, and you've heard me say this before, the third eye is a huge sphere of consciousness. It's not just a beam that comes out. It can be a beam, like a laser beam, but it really is a sphere of consciousness. And it more is like the Statue of Liberty with all those beams going out around your head like a headband than just one focus going on like a beam. So you do want it to expand into a full sphere of consciousness and beauty that feels wonderful.
Yeah, that's been a really tremendous practice for me. So thank
Good.
you.
Thank you. And see, now we have the presence of the luminous beings right in the middle of the circle now. They're here with us. In they use the central axis light to formulate into something resembling Earth being, but they're not. But they use the energy of the light to come in as a luminous figure. And so they join with us here. And they're really radiating very powerful light right now. Stay out of their being. Come back to yourself. Let yourself be immersed in the light. So that very quickly turned into a cosmic ceremony where they anchored more light into the earth. So it became a planetary event. And this also illustrates how a ceremony is not necessarily for each individual, that it can take on a much more planetary or cosmic dimension. There's a lot to let go of. So we're held in this space until this anchoring is completed. So they were able to dissolve a huge veil of illusion surrounding the entire earth. Like taking a mask off or a skin-tight costume. And how long that will take to manifest on the earth plane, we don't know. But it is part of this changing ages and one of the little steps that happens or stage as this transition occurs. And it just expanded a little more. It's pure vibration. And it just completed. Take a few breaths. So that's the difference between a ceremonial space and a non-ceremonial space. That's a pretty big teaching for tonight. So I don't want you to pick that apart, trying to figure out what happened. It'll give you brain freeze. Just allow it to be in you. And notice if you are trying to figure it out. And see if you can let that go. Okay. Any last comments or questions? And not questions about how that happened. So when I get the recordings up and the summary, it'll have the review of the practice to work with the uninitiated ones and continue with your peer groups. You're doing great work there, but be aware of how much you should attend to grounding the day of the group or even the day before, everyone involved in the group. Be aware of what you might be picking up. And let it kind of be at the forefront of your being so that you're really paying attention to energy more than actually your 3D life. Let more space in for attending to your energy and the living energies. Okay, anything else? Okay. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.